2, verse 96.
Ginas Prodim in Orachaim and Simon Chofres he's done in a shaila that's a very motzidik shaila. What would be if a person starts to make Sheva Brochas? It's very motzi in the last day. He started to make Sheva Brochas. Over the 7 days we paskin, it's a different noise that we're not holding now. That Sofik Brochas Lemaisa, we paskin that after 7 days you don't do Sheva Brochas. Shivas Yimea Mishta. It's given Andre Gilem Pshaf, but state in the Gemore. The Vorchim Basor called Shiva that it goes Me'es Le'es. When was the Chasane? Me'es Le'es. 7 days. Lemaisa, in our poiskim, Andre Halt Mishta Zay, but it's not our noise now. Sim am shon shke shach to the sugyas. Aber sidor poiskim that hold that it goes me isleis. Aber we paskin that it goes with shkia. 7 days the hainu, even if they get married, lama zogun, 10 o'clock in the afternoon. So the first day is called biz shkia. And then there's a second day, a third day. So bimele, after 7 days, it's oy sheva brochas. Oy sheva brochas after 7 days. So they're doing a sheva brochas in the last day. And the mice, it becomes nacht. So they started the suda in the 7 day, but the mice, it became nacht. So again, sido andre but the midrash is not our psukim that they say if it's betziruf meis leis, the same to make shabbos. Then if valitz of shaila, like we're going to learn what is negat to our sugya. So the mitzaref the sofek if we go lefi meis leis, or we go lefi shkia. But the mice, poiskes manenu we machria we go lefi shkia. So the Ma'aseh of the 7 day is over. So the Ginas Vrodim clears. What is the Shaila? He says, take Ritzay. We start to eat in Shabbos, and we make Ritzay Matzah Shabbos. It's a Shabbos. Then we make Ritzay. So if we start to eat Shabbos, and we make Ritzay Matzah Shabbos, so the Chul, we could have made Shabbos Wachas also Matzah Shabbos. So Rav Ozner said that the Chul had stolen in the longest of the Sugya. So if you learn Pshat like the Rambam, that Sheva Brochas is a part of benching, so the Tzushtal Teretze is a good Tzushtal. Val Tchilas HaSuda is the Mechayev of the benching. So the Meli Nischayev, why you say Retzei? Val the Tchilas HaSuda is the Mechayev. So the Meli, even if we bench later, we go Bosar HaTcholas HaSuda. The Meli, who had in Sheva Brochas? If the Suda is the Mechayev of the Sheva Brochas, Val Tchilas HaSuda was before Nach, the Meli, you can make Sheva Brochas. And the Maise, this is Mitzadechot. Now, Rav Ozner himself says, Avada not to make Sheva Brochas. He says, by me it's Poshet, that it's not a part of the benching. I read the Nusach of a part of the Shevet Alevi. Mikol Mokoyim. Davke legabi Retzevi Yaleviyovi Shehu Chelik Mimbirkes Hamozen Mamesh. שגוף ברכס המוזן בא לסעודו, שהתחילה ממועד יוי, ממילא חייב גם ביאלה ויובי שברכס המוזן. כל זה לא ישייך בשבע ברוכס שאינו חלק מברכס המוזן. נאמורים על הקויס בפני עצמו. כדי קיים לנו באבן העזר, that we take two koises. We'll see about in a second. This is the shita maybe that we take two koises. Why we don't bench on the same kois? Because we choishish to the shitas that שבע ברוכס is not a part of benching. בהוראיה, we take two koises. למשל, we don't take another kois in Shabbos for Ritzay. Why in Birkas HaMozen and Sheva Brochas we have two koises in the end of the benching? Because, we'll see later, because the Iker Shita is that the Sheva Brochas is not a part of benching. So while the Iker Psak of Sheva Brochas is not a part of benching, right, maybe we're machmer to choishish to the Rambam. Aber lekules, chasopik brochas leoke. Maybe he paskins not to make a brocha. Maybe he paskins not to make a brocha. And not only that, even the Ginas Vrodim that had a tzad, so then the Ginas Vrodim says that it's doimel Ritzei, but he says even so not to make a brocha, so the Ginas Vrodim, because Ritzei fought as a chelik of the numul birkas amozim. Masha'engin sheva brochas that they were kuvea brocha le'atzmo, milolon she'azlin en bosar tchilas ha'seuda. So the ma'isan achoras apoliskim is be'etzem not to make. Again, so Rav Ozer says be'etzem it would be totally in the chkirech. If the Rambam, you could have made Sheva Brochas if this tchilas asura was bayoyim, because it's chelik from benching. Rav Ozer says by me it's poshut that it's not. No, a kaimelon that below is suudo and oimrim Sheva Brochas. You have to have a suudo, you have to wash, but it's not a chelik of the benching. Very stark. And he goes, that's not a chelik in the benching. Many said it's a brocha levatole. And we made it to make it by night. And I'm saying, even the tzadas, yes, this is the Ginas Vrodin, but Lemaisa, the Ginas Vrodin himself says that it's not mamish doim eleretze. So, be'etzem, besvor eluchur, it's totally in the Rambam and not in the Rambam. But mikol mokoyim, the achroev everyone that even if Peshitas Rambam, Lemaisa not to make the brocha. And I say Lemaisa, the achroev for Rabbi Yashiv, and all the poiskim. Rav Ozner himself says that in Motzi Shabbos, he holds that you could carry on. The seventh day happens in Motzi Shabbos, Chasim on Sunday. So the seventh day is Motzi Shabbos, and there shall shoot us alemol. Man, it's not Shaykh, be'etzem. Shall shoot us miyad goes out to Motzi Shabbos. And we said from Moshe Mazam and Atamek Shea Bochas in the middle of the Suda. This is already on Machria. Not like Andre Vazogan Tzemachal Shea Bochas in the middle of the Suda. So he says that he signed the poskim another reason why we say Retzei Motzi Shabbos. One shita is because the tchilas is suda, and there's another reason because Pesach Shabbos. Val Shabbos is mamshich, so we could say retzei. So he says Val Shabbos is mamshich. So he says, but if you learn ksuvos, you could have a kash on it. He said if you learn the sugars that mevov, Pesach says that in Pesach Shabbos there's no simcha Shabbos and yontif. So he says even the simcha of Shabbos is nish mamshich to the Pesach Shabbos. So the simcha of sheva brochas because it's called Shabbos will be mamshich. But lemaisa he says betziruf. That andere zogen that it is a chelik from Birkas Hamazon, and b'tzir of Teisa Shabbos he wants to be meikel. The ma'ase of Eliashiv holds not to, but Rav Ozner says if people do it not to make a mechor. But again, we ourselves our minig is not to make. Dainu, you have to know every chasna Sunday the ma'ase before Shkia the Shem Shalom Motzei Shabbos Shalashudas. The Shabbos Bochas is after Nach. I'm saying the achoras poiskim is manenu is the ma'aser not to do it. Chasna is Sunday before Shkia. So every time the last Shabbos has to be Shabbos on the Shudas, and Alamol will be the Shaila. I'm saying this is a double motzi moed. We go to the next Shaila. Be'etzem. This is Be'etzem Rav Ozner brought down Be'etzem and his sefer. Again, it's interesting. Maybe I want to make a kleine akdome. Is given poiskim that hold that Sheva Brochas is not shaykh to the Suda. Then if 10 people get together, the Rosh brings down by us. If 10 people get together, you can make Sheva Brochas. As they bring the Rosh. We paskin that you have to have a Suda. It's a machlekes. We paskin that you have to have a Suda. If everyone has to have the Panim Chadosh, it's not. We paskin that you have to have a Suda. Now, this machlekes was not negiah to bring down. Because Rav Ozner says, on the tzad that it's not a chelik of the Suda, for sure you can't make Sheva Brochas by night. It's negate to 10 happy people in 7 days. So what if Pungi started to eat? If it's Shaykhis to the Suda, so you can hear a Mahalach, while the Suda started, it's Meshach Shaykh. That's the reason I'm saying, divide, I never brought down that Shita, that Sheva Brochas is not negate to the Suda. The whole Rambam, everything where we're going now, we're going, the Sheva Brochas needs to have a meal. The Shaila is if the Sheva Brochas is a part of the benching, or it's a tznai. So the Rambam was mashed with the and Ochashul Cholun in the Rambam that is a part of the benching, for all the chumas that we said yesterday. And Mele, it was the tzad that you could bench by night also, because the Suda started by day. And Rav Ozner says, no, even if it's a part of, it's not a part of benching. I mean, Navis, it's Sido HaShita, that Bichlav Moshayich is to the Suda. Rav Ozner says, if you're that Shita, Avad is not what to talk about. He says, 7 people are happy in the Yom HaShvi. The Gilas Vorm says, and if you are 7, because they started to be happy before, what is the Shaykhis? No shaykh, someone if they you can't say tchila. Shaykh tchila. When 7 people are together, 10 people are together, and they're happy with chosin and kaya, they can make a sheva brochas. If they're happy in the 7 days. Because they started to be happy before. If it's a suda, the pshat, I'm a chuyav in benching already. So the chuyav in benching started from before. And lemoshel, lehamchish is advorim. Rabbi Yashiv holds that the panim chadoshim's leave before benching, we said in other shiurim, you can make sheva brochas. Why? Because the Suda was Mechayev. While you were happy in the Suda, so maybe you could bench. If you're the Rambam, we said not, because it's Bishvilo. But the Meister, but Yashiv, the Palim Chadosh is left before benching, you could make. I'm saying, the Shtarket side was, benching is a chiyuv on what I ate before. So even if now the day is not that day, I make that benching. This was the tzad. Rav Ozer said, no, it's not a part of benching. And the ma'aseh we passing that even if you're the Rambam, not to make sheva brochas. But Rav Ozer, if you're the second tzad, it's no tzad bichlal to make sheva brochas by night. This is the reason the neti of all the poskim is that not to make sheva brochas by night. Because first we have a lot of shittas that is bichlal no shaychas in the suda. Even though we choshesh to the shittas that it's a suda. And thus alayim we have machlekes if it's mamish a part of the benching or not. And even if it's mamish, the Gnas Bolim says, but it's not mamish like Ritzay. I'm saying, but Rav Ozer was makel klapi Shabbos. And alayim. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings down two shittas. This is what Rav Ozer Be'etzim says, that this is the machlekes, the two shittas. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzemach Beis, how much koisis we have for benching. Every normal benching, we have one kois. Even we have a birkas ireach, we also have one kois. Even though ireach says, yirot yishayimish balabayis in the end, Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Tzemach Beis Seif Tes. Yesh'enim she'eloymar zayin broches al kois birkas amozim. Elo mevi kois acher v'oymer olav zayin broches v'choyzer v'lekeach kois shel birkas amozim v'oymer olav boire pri agochen. V'yesh erum she'en tzorich elo al kois shel birkas amozim v'o olav zayin broches v'chein poshat aminek. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, and I think a lot of by the Sfardim studied from Minhogim, that v'chein poshat aminek, so the Shulchan Aruch, you take one kois. You don't have two koises. The Rambam says, u'memedina yis'eilu, ne'agim kesvore ha'rishayim. And not only that, even for Asher Boro, when you make also ne'agim, you take two koises. The Pashas, what is the machlekes? So it's two parts of the machlekes. The svore ha'pshuto in the machlekes is, Zok Rav Ozner, it's tasteless in Mitzvahs, I'm just metamtzis, that we can finish in Yon Sholem, but to go weiter in the sugyas, it's this chakira. If it's mamish a part of benching, so there's no shaychis to oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. If it's not a part of benching, it's a two mitzvahs. That be'etzim, even if we would not bench, we would make sheva brochas. The many have to have a second kois. So we are machmir, we don't do sheva brochas without a suda. Aber, we want to be choishish to the other shita. So be'mele, we take out a second kois. This is one way to learn, and I think this is the way we will learn. It's good to wissen, of Pam and andere Gesorgen, andere Pshatim, that it's totally the machlekes of Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. And Moshe, we know that we take out two Sefer Teiras when we have two Kriyas. So there's two reasons. One reason is Tichet Tziburel, Moshe, not to be Megalgel, and andere Zorgen because Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. We have two Chiyuvah Kriya today, we want to do it, and two different Sforim. So it could be it's a Shaila in Hilchos Chavilas Chavilas, and it could be it's a Shaila. These are the two shittas. Say them. Now, the shaila is as they. When to pour the two koises? It's like the Taz in the Bishmur, and this is every place you go, it's never clogged. When to pour the two koises? To pour the two koises before benching or after benching? So the Taz brings down why to pour Be'etzem L'churet. There's no point to pour the second kois before benching. Stam the yain is standing megule. And stam is hazein ma'avir ma'la mitzvah sazach. Svaket, alamo we know that if we don't do the mitzvah with something, we cover it. B'chal is not to be embarrassed. If you're not going to bench on the other kois, the marshal, sefateire, we don't put it on the bima, we put it on the side. We don't put two in front of us and then we read in one of them. Okay, we are makpi that the other sefateire doesn't stand on the bima. Because to be zoring for that sefateire, that we're skipping it. This is the Minikas Alamo. We leave the other Sefateira sitting, not because there's no place on the Bima. Be'etzem is not that, because Be'etzem, it's wrong not to have a Sefateira on the Bima. It's Shalebi Mekoimer when it's sitting by someone sitting it. But the Teretz is, we're busy with one Sefer, we don't put on the other Sefer. So the Taz fights, so why to pour the two cases? So the Taz brings down, because in the beginning of benching you say, Dvay Yosel V'gam Choron, V'ozi Leim, and that's Hashem HaBochas Dikazah. And this be'etzem v'shtei berkasi shurum b'nei ha'aroi. So this is a bracha for the chasin and kale. So ki'ilu, the second kois needs to have the dvar yosel. So the Taz says to pick up the second kois in the dvar yosel, to put it down, and then to pick up the other kois. And lefi that, and I say the Shmir Shabbos in Germany and all these places, and Shabbos that you don't say dvar yosel, they didn't pour the two koises. They put the second kois after benching. The Ma'aseh, the minhag that Klal Yisrael does, we pour the two koises, and everyone tries to say pshat. So the pshat is poshut, and Zeh Moshe Shtelbuch is masbir. It's like what we said with our sugya. We know the sugya is very poshut. You write that we choshish to the shita that Sheva Brochus is a separate zach. This is what Rav Ozner Taka brings the raya from here, that it's not a part of benching. But we are choshish to the shita that maybe it's not a separate zach. Maybe it's a part of benching. If it's a part of benching, be'etzah, we have to bench on the same kois. So we put two koises in front of us. And on the side that it's benching, the benching is really on the second kois, not on the first kois. We mechaven on both. When a person can have two kois. A person can have two kois. He doesn't have to have one kois. When I say lemais and pshat be you. It's not a bizoyim. We mechaven on both. Says, so there's no brera. So you have a different answer?
No.
So we don't, again, our kasha was why to pour the first one before benching. This is the kasha of the Taz. Why to pour the first one before benching? We're not going to bench on it. The Teretz is, we're mistopic if we're benching on it or not. So mistopic, we pour it now. We want it to be machmir, not to be chavilis chavilis. And again, don't ask the kasha why we do so much chumras. Let's state already in Alamol that in Chosin Vekale, we do val, das ist chilas ayotzire, we do everything that we do, bebereshis, we do lehar is broche, shefa broche, not to be metzamtzim the broche, the kosher broche. Forget this reason, we're trying to yoytze ala shittas. Ech shelo iya, the two kosher are to be yoytze ala shittas. But, what? We don't do misafik. Same thing, if a prison has, if a prison has a safik and mezuzah, state not to put in both sides. Misafik, in and out. State, even that there's a safik that I say, we don't do two. No, we don't do two kosher. But we put the two cases in a second. But the Bishmul asks the kasha. So I'm saying we have to, the Taz says a reason as Dvai Hoser, and all the Nefoshim, the Bishmul says that if the Taz be'etzem and Shabbos that is no Dvai Hoser, there's no reason to pour two cases. And I'm saying again, I heard from Rabbi Shmuel Shabbos that in Germany, in Shabbos, they didn't pour the two kaisers before, and more places they have such a minhag. Lemaisa, all of our rabbanim paskin lemaisa to pour it before, and the taka the shayla is why. So I'm saying the svara is when I say shteit in pshat ve'iun from Rav Sternbuch that we want to be yoytze shittas Rambam, and again, it's not even the Rambam. We saw even Rav Ozner Ginas Vodim. Everyone says that it's a part of benching. Now the shayla was how much of a zeivait it's a part of benching. It's mamish a part of benching. It's not mamish a part of benching. We'll go a step weiter. A minute. What is this was his kasha, but we're misupik. So we put. And the size of part of benching could be too late to pour it later. So we pour it now, and the benching goes on both. But I understand that it's not going to be. Later, but if it's yes, so later I hold a kois that is not a part of benching. I switch the kois in the middle of benching. Very simple. I have to have one kois for the whole benching. If it's a part of benching, I have to have from the beginning till the end the same kois. If it's not a part of benching, I have two koises. So if I was poured later, and the side that it's a part of benching, I switch the kois in the middle of benching. We don't do that. And the tzadar is a separate thing. I have to have two cases. So I have a push day, I put two cases in front of me, and I'm mechaven on both. I'm mechaven on both. It's very glad. It's in front of the mevorach, yeah. And I'm saying, bidiyuk, it's in front of the mevorach. The loike oisom that don't do like that. But even if it's not in front of the mevorach, the other person that is benching is also kosher birkas hamazon. Because today every person could hold a kosher birkas hamazon. What? Everyone in the part, the whole suda is benching. Is a shinui that the ganze achroinim, everyone knows, we'll see maybe later, is more shinuim. Is one shinui that caused a lot of problems in chasanis in between the Sheva Brochas under the chuppah to the Sheva Brochas that we do every night in Sheva Brochas. Under the chuppah we do Beirah Priya Gofen first, and then we do Shehakul Bo'al Lichvoidoi. This is called the first two Brochas. See later why. Gofen is because it's Sheva Brochas, so it's Tam Broche. But we do a Gofen and then Shehakul. And the Sheva Brochas, we do the other way around. And the Shaila, why? The Shaila, why? The person has the Shaila, why? Why? So again, I want to be masked. Why by the Chasin that we do Beir Priya Gofen first? It's Pasha. This is the meaning in every mitzvah that we do. Bris Mila, what we do? Hagofen, Koyres HaBris. Havdolet, Hagofen, and Hamavdil. Kiddush, Hagofen, Mekadosh HaShabbos. The Hainu, it's already sugis and broches, b'shamay b'silel, but val the yain is goyim lebroches shetovoy, So we do our gofen, and then we do the Birkas HaMitzvahs. Mele, under the wedding, we do the writing, the same thing in Birkas Eirusin. We say, Beir Pri HaGofen, and then we say, Asher Asa Lomus HaRusais, V'hitir Lomus HaNesur Islam. This is the order. So our question is, Be'etzem, going back to Sheva Brochus, after the and every night. Why did the Beir Pri HaGofen is not before? So the Bishmuel asks this kasha, and the Bishmuel says the teretz. Zog the Bishmuel, if you do the gofen before, people will think that you're benching for the Birkas HaMazon. And they will not think that you're benching for the Sheva Brochas. Then he wanted that we'll do the gofen before, it will go backwards for the benching, and it will go, again, why we don't do two gofen? Because we're Mesupik. So we can't do two gofen. But Be'etzem, as the order had to be in the end of Birkas HaMazon to make Beir Pri HaGofen, and then to make in the beginning of Sheva Brochas. And I will explain a little bit more. And every benching, it's the only place that we do HaGofen in the end of the mitzvah, right? All the mitzvahs we do HaGofen in the beginning. So Tesis explains, because we finish the Suda, and if we start to make Beir Pri HaGofen, people will think that we're in the middle of the meal yet. Meshach Shachring, Miyayim Shil HaAchar HaMazon, Beir Pri HaGofen, starting to drink. So B'mele, to make it close, we do it the other way around. Avon Mikol Makoyim, so why we don't do the Beir Pri HaGofen after the benching? And this is the Bishmur. Zog the Veld, Lefi the Lomas that we said now, it's a pillar why the Bishmur didn't answer it. And the tzad that the Sheva Brochas is a part of benching, as they be in benching, the HaGofen comes in the end, so here the HaGofen has to come in the end. You're right, and the tzad that it's not a part of benching, so you're right. So you want to use one HaGofen for two? Say it, also a Shailen. Why do you? But you're right. So make a gofen for the benching, and a gofen for Sheva Brochas will start before, because we're starting our Sheva Brochas, and Sheva Brochas has to have a gofen before. There's an order in Chazal. But the teretz is we have a tzad that the bench, the Sheva Brochas is a part of the benching, and then we have to put the Beir Pri HaGofen in the end. We'll go weiter. I'm saying, my God, after you misbeinen, it's so glad, it's so poshut, I say. And this is the reason, Be'etzem, it's interesting. We make the Beir Pri HaGofen and the Koshel Birkas HaMazon, and Lemaise, we mechavel also for the Chosin and the Karle, for the other Kos. So the Shaila is, Alamol, why Taka you take the Koshel Birkas HaMazon? Why you don't take the last Kos and make an him Beir Pri HaGofen also? That brochus also belongs to Sheva Brochus, the Pashtus. While the first kois has for sure a schus for Beir Pri HaGofen, he for sure was zeiche Beir Pri HaGofen. Second kois could be his zeiche, could be his not zeiche. Meile ein ma'avir ma'la mitzvahs, so the first kois has for sure a schus freer for Beir Pri HaGofen from the second kois. This is the reason we go, but again, avade, the machmirim atake makmi, to have two kois is not. They leave the kois there, and the guy says Beir Pri HaGofen. The machmirim bring back the kois of Sheva Brochas near the mevorech, and he makes Beir Pri HaGofen on both. Some machmirim even makpid that the one that makes the chosin kale, they're makpid to give him from both. So it's not only they give him from both because they want him to be zeich and kois of broche. Some people you take they give the chosin kale from both. So kois of broche is a mazel chos of bezach, and kois of Sheva Brochas to give to the chosin and kale. This is what the Amoy Naam think. But the Lomdim say, "Vah, we're not sure really where the Sheva Brochas." Because Sekumta is that Be'etzem, right, but the Beir Pri HaGofen was in the first case. So it could be that is the, that case, but if it's part of Sheva Brochas, so that case. So Be'etzem, so it's also part of case of Sheva Brochas. So both cases Be'etzem have a Shaychus to Sheva Brochas. Start a bit late, so I want to be massive. Let me get invited. From this Shaila came out another Shaila. Again, it's Shaila if it's totally in them or not. This Shaila nischabtu b'gdoyle oylam, b'etzem was already the Kadmoini. Ramosha Feinstein is the first word that's written by Al-Chove, which later is the Kadmoini. You're allowed to leave in the middle of Sheva Brochas or not. You came to a Sheva Brochas, the misacheres ashor, you want to leave. You came to a wedding, and the wedding, Moshe says, it's much more chomo. And you want to leave in the middle of the wedding. But you never heard Sheva Brochas. But it's a problem to leave also Al Zimun. Al Zimun is also a shayla if you're allowed to leave or not. He was giving an eitzer. A person didn't have a mind. He was planning to stay. They told him it's finishing 11 o'clock and now it's already 12:30. He's allowed to leave or not. No, the Moshe doesn't say that. He said, it doesn't help. So he's saying, after 11, he has to make another bracha. Food comes in if he stays because he doesn't have a das. So, as I learned from Moshe Feinstein, if you're mechuyev or not, so Reb Moshe says, Vaday tzodak voitorosoi, chiyu v'sheva bochus achar seudo al kol ha'oichlim. Venimzo she'ein rashai lotzeis koydem shemevorchim azayin broches. Oy shevorchu bifnei atzmon ba'asor azayin broches k'she'en lehem pnai lechakos. Make sure broches yourself. The stipler says even if Reb Moshe is right, he says that it's tolui that lefi the Rambam only the Panim Chadash is not allowed to leave. Everyone else is allowed to leave because mevorchim bishvila. But again, we said the Pasha Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in the Rambam. We said we passed in Shabbos. I don't know if you could use this kule alamol. The ma'ase we don't pass in it. But as it. But the ma'ase in Abu Drom sheit klor it's chiyuv on all the mesubim. Zog Reb Moshe, he has a eitzah. Zog Reb Moshe, he has a eitzah. Mechudosh lekei Reb Moshe. What is the eitzah? Zog Reb Moshe, when you come to the suda, you have a das not to be mitzaref. So while you have a das not to be mitzaref, memeli you're allowed to leave. You don't want to be mitzaref. The Gdol Yerushalayim sent Reb Moshe. They don't understand. What helps that he has a das to be mitzaref? It's good if the pshat is that Sheva Brochas is a chilek with the Birkas Hamazon, and Birkas Hamazon Be'asoro is Mechayev Sheva Brochas. If you're not a part of the Zimun Be'asoro, the Melech Moshe's Eisa is a good Eisa. But we said we only machbir that Mahalach. We're not making that Mahalach. Lekula, we say, not sure that it's Lekula. We said, Lechumra, we take two cases. Ravotna says, we're not for sure that it's a part of benching. So Shlikotei of the Briskerov, that we choish that it's a part of benching. We said, so the Maizen, the Brisker's talking about Makbid, not to take a share of brochas that they didn't eat. We said, I could make a brocha for them. First, because we have shittas that it doesn't have to be a part of benching. The Brisker's talking about Makbid, not to take a brocha if they didn't wash. This is what Rav Moshe Zalman himself bring to the Ptepniker of. But we are maker because first it's other shittas and also Medin Av. That's what we spoke about. Now, Rav Moshe, so Rav Moshe says if you didn't have a das to be mitzaref, you're allowed to leave. How are you allowed to leave? You're right, if it's a part of benching, Ein Echanami, if you have a das not to be mitzaref, you're not a part of the benching. But if you don't have a das, how you could leave? This is what they asked Reb Moshe very stark. But I think Belondas, I think they're shtickle wrong. Belondas. That asked Reb Moshe. I think the only chiddush of Reb Moshe that you have to stay is mistaber if it's a part of benching. If it's not a part of benching, not mistaber like Reb Moshe. And I will explain. Rav Ozner, the kuntres mi beis alevi, Rav Ozner came out very stark against the psak of Reb Moshe. Even the Reb Eliashiv, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, all of them passed like Reb Moshe. Rav Ozner be'esh v'chonis came out against the psak from Reb Moshe. And he says like this. Al dvar ha-shayla, anoshim ha-oizvim sud ha-sheva brochez, lifnei birkes ha-mozim. Im yesh heter. Hine yodua im pligi gdoile ha-rishonim im chiyuv zayin brochez kosher la-seud ha-olav. The first machlekes. Maybe b'chlal ha-mushim shaykhes to the seud. Ayin rosh k'suvis. Ve'ikar dekol zayin yom ha-mishte kosher chiyuv zayin brochez im ha-seud. Me'ikar adim we paskin, we say we choishesh, that we don't make a broch if you didn't have a meal. מכל מקום, אין להכחיש למשמעות כל הראשונים שאם נמצאו עשור הגדולים בשעה סיום הסעודה בברכת המואזין, מצווה לבור זין ברוכס. אבל שאי יחיוב על כל יוחיד שהוא שום? או שיהיה שם לבורך או לשמוע זין ברוכס? רבי שסטיין ילכו לעשות רבוסנר בביק חידוש. I'm pelled by me that a lot of nechutzlaos that alamol follow Reb Moshe. I see they talk in the middle of Sheva Brachos. If you're Reb Moshe, lechur they have to make Sheva Brachos again. I don't know the ma'ase. Not allowed to talk. You have to hear every word of Sheva Brachos and not for the bite. Yeah. No, if you're Reb Moshe, it's mamish a baya. Zogav Vazner, lo yishamanu. The Shchanor says everyone has to listen. Reb Moshe is not only a chumra not to leave. It's to listen to all the brachos. How much people hear the brachos in the chasana? Ubifrat, zogt Vazner, im kshehoylech lo yechzar hamozik. Dainu, could be, says, he's asking with Reb Moshe that if it's 10 people and if you will leave, the chasana and kala would not have a sheva brachos. He says like this, I feel, zogt Vazner, all of you are mechuyev that the chosen and kale will get a bracha. Azay v'kirastei ran atzibur. So, if you leave it and the end of chosen kale will not have a bracha, taki es nish b'seira could be. But not that every yochid in the tzibur has to have a bracha. So he says, if it's no problem, b'hilchi zimun elachshas lazer b'lo lishmoya. Amachmir kishar agdoilim tovo el a bracha. Af api she'eino min adin. And the Maise, Rishlei Mekluger, and the Elif Lechoshloimoi, Paskin, that you're allowed to leave before Sheva Brochas. He says, if you started benching already, then the Mechayev is Chal, and then you can't leave already. You know, if they started to bench, so then you have to listen. Elif Lechoshloimoi, from Rishlei Mekluger, and the Maezer, Simekub Zayin. Also in Seva Sefer Smochis. So I'm saying, you have to know, the ma'aseh, it's a machleikis, you have to know how stark. I'm saying, where's the Reb Moshe Feinstein? Reb Moshe, and again, it's not muchach. Reb Moshe is in a tshuva, legabi cheresh mechereshes. Cheresh mechereshes. That he can't hear the brachas. So the Noida B'Yuda said, not to make birkas eirusin. Some poskim said, not to make shara brachas. They can't hear the chosan and kala. And Reb Moshe said in Tshuva, we're not doing for the Chosan and Kale, we're doing for the Mesubim. They're Mechuyim in the Sheva Brachos. But again, could be he's right that, I don't know if it has to be said that the Chosan and Kale will hear it. Someone has to Meshabeach the Chosan and Kale. So, Avada, Sai Rabbos, everyone is masking. If it's not a part of the Seuda, Avada, you're allowed to leave. Because Avada is not trying to tzchala new adin. When people are there, it's a mokmi from Sameach Chosan V'Kale. When it's B'Shas HaSeuda, then it's Mistaber that could be a tzchal, especially if it's a part of Birkas HaMozen, a tzchal on you. I'm saying, Reb Moshe holds that it's mamish, it's tzchal midin Birkas HaMozen, and if you have a das, not to be mitzvah from Birkas HaMozen, it's mafsik. I'm saying, nisht ala wa maskim, that it's mamish, afazei bai tolui. And I'm saying, Reb Moshe held nisht kaze. But Lemaise, so if you have a das to leave, the world is soymech that a lot of poskim are choylik and it's Reb Moshe. And again, and the whole bichlal honish can shachis to the suuda. And even if it's a part of Birkas HaMozen, can zayin that if you have a das, not to be mitzvah if it helps. But I'm saying the chumre is, the meant of zayin amachmir is the briske chumre lekatchila to wash to get a broche. And the second chumre is to listen to the sheva broches when you're there, to hear every sheva broches. This is a bit more, but I'm saying the first is, could be midin arbis, you don't have to. You could be yaitze. Now, one mechkire, before we go weiter in the sugya, that again, the lomdim wanted to be toile in that. A shayla came up, you mechuyev to make sheva brachas every day or not? Shayla that legata asach yidin. You mechuyev to make sheva brachas every day or not? So the Welt wants to say that it's totally in the Rambam and Tesis. Not the Birkas HaMozen Chelek, the second Chelek. The Fidei Rambam that is Mevorchim Bishvilom. So we make the Bracha for the people that didn't hear the Bracha. Is there any to get people that didn't hear the Bracha? I'll ask you a Shaila. Asher Borah you do every day. So is there any every meal to get Asher Borah? Masha'enke Lefi Tesis. That is Shemar Bim Simcha. And Chazal will metakin the brachas l'sameach chosin v'kale. Val the Chazal will metakin l'sameach chosin v'kale. So we mele declared, if we say val the ribui suda is the inyan, we saw in the Rishonim and the Gimel that shokdu chachomim she'i es someach imo sheva yom. Why was shokdu 3 days? Not the shokdu we learned of Zayin. The shokdu of the Gimel. Why shokdu yom dalet? Echad Borah Shabbos, Vesheni B'Shabbos, Pish B'Shabbos. So the Ramban says that during Shabbos Brochas, he will have time to be someach with his wife, he will have food, and he will not have to netake. So state klol that a person can't say, okay, I got married, I'm happy, that is machal sudas. State klol that is the Indian to make sudas. As they state in the Ramban. But the shaila is if it's the Indian to shtel a Shabbos Brochas. So we will eat together, we have to make a Shabbos Brochas. So Rabbeinish, Uzer Rosh Hashidah was makbid on it. Lemaise is a Chubas Rav Peolim. He brings down Shaila Bochus Mechosos Shenos Pesulah Medadin Levorach Zayin Brochas Baasoro. Im Zeh Adobro Ola Beter Aschiyuv Shemechuyuv Lehazmin Asoro Bneyotu Bechol Sudah Kedei Levorach Zayin Brochas Oy Einu Beter Aschiyuv. Rak Im Nizdamnu Lo Asoro Besudo Oz Yevorachu Zayin. Vutzrach Nolishem Meshumeichad Achosen Ein Lo Yecholes Lehazmin Bechol Yoyim Asoro Leachilim Besudo. אלא רויצה לעשה יש הסודה בשלושה בלבד ולבורך אשר בור. I'm not saying that even the Rav Peolim that wanted to say, he says, Chosu doesn't have money, he wants to make three and to make Asher Bor. He didn't say that Chosu doesn't want to make Shea Bochus with Brochus. אם יכוי בלי דחוק עצמי להזמין הסור כדי לבורך יראינו רבינו, and he paskins, he doesn't have to. אינו מחוי בלי דחוק עצמי. כי אם איזה לא בטר הסחוי ולא רק הוא למצווה מן המובחר, אבל מאש לאל יודי לאסויס, is the Indian to make. So, but interessant. When he said, so he says it's no chiyuv, it's a mitzvah min המובחר, and המייס הזה, most of the poskim say today that it's not a chiyuv, but is the Indian to have every day שבע ברוכס. But interesting, in the Rav Peolim, when he brought down that shayla, he said the chosn can't afford it, but he wants to do a shachboro every day. So I'm saying, is the Indian... And as a Rashi, we'll see later in the Hemshech, Mamash, we're going to learn now, and Rashi is Mashma Klo, when Rashi brings down Dibur Asher Boro, Rashi brings down in the big Rashi, we'll see this. Rashi says that Asher Boro, normally, it's like 10 lines in the top in Chesem Udala, but take the big Rashi. Asher Boro, Meshine Meres Yechidis, Beroiv Yemei Amishte, Kshein Shom Ponim Chadoshes. It's Mashma in Rashi, that in that days, Roiv Yemei Amishte, Nish Given Aponim Chadoshes. Shine Meres Yechidi, Beroiv Yemei Amishte, Kshein Shom Ponim Chadoshes. So I'm saying, so lo mehet zechon zem de gemor. Mai mevorich. Omar Rab Yudah boruch ato Hashem elekeinu melech ha'olam shehako il boro lichvoide. The first broche. Second broche is yoytzer ha'odom. Second, third broche is v'asher yotzar es ha'odom b'tzalmoy b'tzalem d'mustav niso yivizgo imenu b'nyal adiyad boruch ato Hashem yoytzer ha'odom. These are the first three broches. So lo mezem Rashi first on the first three broches. Zogt Rashi. Mai mevorich. Nira ba'ena say the brocha shesidru al iski azivug einu elo ma'asher yotzar ve'elach. Sh'oysa brocha matcheles ledabo b'shneyem. Sh'er yotzar es ha'odom medabo b'zochor ve'hiski le mimenu binyan adeyadi anekeivo. So Rashi says like this. Sh'hakul bo'o lichvoidoi ve'yoytzar ha'odom hod nishken shaykhiz tedechasem. Asher yotzar es ha'odom b'tzalmoy b'tzalem mustav nisoy this goes on the chasen. So Rashi says pshat. Asher yotzer es ha'odom medabo bezochor. So asher yotzer es ha'odom betzalmoy, betzelem d'mustav nisoy. And then it's v'hiskin lemimenu binyan adayad. Nosid in a cave. Nosid in a cave. Nosid in a cave. As I Rashi learns. So the Rashi shehakul boro and yoytzer ha'odom is not a part of Birkas Sheva Brochas, and yoytzer ha'odom asher yotzar es ha'odom is a part. So we'll start the Rashi. So you say asher yotzar es ha'odom betzalmoy betzelem d'mustav nisoy. What is the kfeilus? Asher yotzar es ha'odom betzalmoy betzelem d'mustav nisoy. Vehiskin lemimenu binyan adayab. So Pashas says, Yotzer Esa'odom B'Tzalmoy means, Asher Yotzer Esa'odom B'Tzalmoy, and then, is, Asher Yotzer Esa'odom B'Tzalmoy, B'Tzelem D'Mustav Nisoy. Shein B'Tzalmoy. What is B'Tzelem D'Mustav Nisoy? So one means, the Tzuras Aguf, and one means the Neshomach, Meislisht. Rabbi Simcha Zelig from Brisk learned Fakelt. We'll see about this. Big nafkmina la'aloche, that happens kimat in Ale Chupas. He learns, you read the bracha like this. Asher Yotzer Esa'odom B'Tzalmoy. Ubetzelem Mustav Nisoy, Hiskin Lemimenu Binyan Adayat. And he made an isha that looks like him. Asher Yotzer Esa'odom B'Tzalmoy, Azeva Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ubetzelem Mustav Nisoy, Hiskin Lemimenu Binyan Adayat. And he made an isha that looks like him. Chazal said in the beginning, Hashem made Urif and Tzuras to the isha. So Medrash Rabbe, till in the end, Hashem left the Tzura that she's like a ish. The same meaning. So again, it's two ways to learn Pshat. Other, Asher Boras Lodom B'Tzalmoy, Un B'Tzalet Mustav Nisoy, Noch HaMayle, and then the Hiskin Lemimelo B'Nyan Adaya. Now, the Shaila, the Atzei Arozim brings down, and it happens a lot of times, in Sheva Brochas, and Nachasane, you mechabit someone to say, Velche Brocha Asher Yotza, Yetzer Odom. Both of them finish Yetzer Odom, right? One of Yetzer Odom, she yotzah sodom b'selet mo'y b'zikim min adiyad, b'ruch ad Hashem yotzer ha'odom. Now, the Shaila was, a person skipped and he said the third bracha before the second bracha. So we pass in la'aloche, brachas en lehem seder, and if you mix the brachas, you just go back to the order. But with the tshuva in Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Moshe says, but if a person made, asher yotzah sodom b'tzalmoy b'tzelet d'mustav niso v'hiskin le'mimenu b'nyan adiyad, he can make again yotzer ha'odom. Shegimach yotzer ha'odom. Baruch atah Hashem yotzer ha'odom. We'll do again yotzer ha'odom. Shegimach yotzer ha'odom. And then it was a whole tumult, because if Rav Moshe says not to do it again, so now she's a kala b'librocha, asur le'bayi l'kenida. Because you only have six brochas. I know it was a story in the chasne, the machna didn't want to go into chedor yichud. So they washed, they made sure of brochas. It's not massive to go to Chanayichu. Kalam li brochas, sur le baile kenida. What? Chosom. They want to go to Chanayichu. Kalam li brochas. So, right, we said it's a shittas that only one brochas, shittas that bishmul, the chupa, and again, abbas, no shittas, you have to have the seven brochas. So the chur, the world talk is the same. The shaila is, if yoytzer is ha'odom, what goes yoytzer ha'odom? If we learn that the broche of yoytzer ha'odom, like Rashi says, doesn't go and the odom and the chosen and kale. The first yoytzer ha'odom means that he made odom arishin. Right? Now, Asher Yotzer, Rashi learns, also goes. Asher Yotzer is the other matter bezochor, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in a cave. So, the Rashi, for sure, you can make another bracha. You made Yotzer Adam as the first bracha, an Adam Arishin, and then you make another Yotzer Adam, weiter than Adam Arishin. The Mele you can make. The Meiri says, no, the first bracha is Yetzer Ha'odom. The second bracha is Asher Yotzer Esa'odom B'Tzalmoy, B'Tzelem Mutav Nusoy, V'Hiski Le'mimenu B'Nyan Adayad. The bracha is of the Yetzirah of the Isha, that she looks like the Ish. The whole bracha means on the Isha. And this is of the Meiri. Asher Yotzer Esa'odom B'Tzalmoy. So we're not taking on that. V'Hiski Le'mimenu B'Nyan Adayad. And he made from the Adam an Isha that looks like him. Kiilu Rashi says, "No, Asher Yotzer is Adam bezochor v'hiskin loy ben akeva." So Zakr Moshe Yotzer Adam is on the zochor, and the second bracha is right on the zochor. You're right. The second bracha has a zochor mit an akeva. Maybe you can't make the bracha again. But Sheingin the Meiri says that the second bracha bichlal doesn't mean the zochor. Asher Yotzer is Adam B'tzelem muskav niso yihiski le'mimenu b'nyan adayat. I don't know how to see the Loshon HaMeiri inside, but the Meiri brings down that the whole broche is misparishes klape anekeivo. If the whole bracha is mispareshes to Abed and Akeve, you could make another bracha. We'll go weiter. Then we have another bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Seis Tosis, V'Sogil HaKoro, B'Kibbutz Boner, L'Seichot, B'Simcha, Baruch Atah Hashem, V'Samech Tzion B'Boner. Then we have Samech Tesamach Reim Ahuvim, K'Samecho Yitzicho B'Gan Eden B'Kedem, Samech Hosn V'Kale, and then we have the bracha Achrise, and we finish Baruch Atah Hashem, V'Samech Hosn Imakale. So we already mentioned, I want to see another Rashi inside, that the second bracha we say Mesameach Choson Vechalo because it's before the seven brachas, it's Kala Velebrocha Asur Lebailo, and the seven bracha because it's ready Mutar Lebailo, so we say Mesameach Choson Imakala. Rashi says under Ezra, and Lom is under the Rashi. So is Tosis, the fish on Utsrichim, Ali Zichun Yerushalayim al Roisim Choseinu, Shnema Tilbak Lesheni Lechaik, Sameach the Samach, Brocha Lachoson Vechale, שיצליחו בשמחה וטוב לב, ואשר בורו לשם כל ישראל. ולפי שהסדר מתחיל מאשר יוצר, לפיכך פוסח בו בבורוך, וחוסם בו בבורוך, כדורך ראש כל סדרי ברוכס. סויסטוסיס ושמח תשמח, מפני שהם ברוכה אסמוכו לחברתו, לא יפוסח בו בבורוך, שכן תיקנו לכל הברוכס, שסמוכס אחר הראשונס על הסדר. ואשר בורו מפני שנאמר סיכיליס ברוי ימי המשתה, שאין שפונים חדושס, לפיכך אינו מן הסמוכס ואוצריכו לפתח בו בבורך ולסיים בבורך. אבל שאקל בור לכבודוי אינו מן הסדר. אלא להסיף הסעום הנאסוף עם שום, לי כמו אל חסל זוכר ללכת העמוקים, שלא גם עוד המרישן שנה עשר לשיש מן המסע עסקים בוי. והסיף הזו כובד עמוקימי, וברוך הזו לכך נתקנו. כשהוא מסיף ועירוי לבורך, אלא מכיוון שיש בורך על הקויס, סקיגו לסדרו עליו, מין הדעה והבריקס פסור מבריקס על העיר. חוזר בסדר מלכויס, רבחים מכאן סבוי ויש מכויס, ולפי שהיינו משער סדר הברוכס וכולו ידוע אחס, ליחוס מו בבורוך, מין הדעה והבריקס הפרס ומיצס, מכן בריקס יצר אודום, שתיקולו ליציר הראשון של אודום הראשון, כדלקמון, אילמנו בייז יציר, אילמנו בייז יציר, אסור לו מחשובה, ובאס מחשובה, מכל מוקם אינו מסדר ברוכס הזיווק, לא ביציר הראשון נעקעתי נקי בו להיאבה, ואם תאמר לא מייבו, מיתר שם מבורכם על היציר השניו, תיקנו אף על הראשונו, שאיקר ותחילו סי. דוסס רשי. So Rashi has a kasha. Why the first two are not Messiah and Beboruch. The third one is Messiah and Beboruch. And then the second two don't start with a Boruch. So Dr. Rashi, it's Poshim. The first two are Nishkin Shaykhis. Nein, Agofen, Shehakol, Yoytzer Odom, really are not Shaykhis to the Chasana. Then we have the Chasana. So we start Asher Boro. Yoytzer Odom. Dr. Rashi said, we start to bench on the Chosin and Kala, the second Yoitzer Odom. Then, Seistosis, V'Sameach T'Samach, Abrocha Asmucha Lechaberto. And as Aloch, Abrocha Asmucha Lechaberto, it's not Pesach B'Boruch. Only finishes with a Boruch. Frank Rashi, why Brocha Achrisa starts with a Brocha? So Rashi, Val Asher Boro, they were metaken it. Even when it's not Asmucha Lechaberto, so they gave it a Boruch. This is the Rashi. Because of this Rashi, a lot of machmirim, and as I in Brisk and all the other places, there are makbi two chumras. One chumra is that from Yetzer Adam till the bracha achrisa, these three brachas you give to one person. If it's smucha lechaberto, we have to give it together. You can't have a hefsek. This is chumra aleph. Chumra beis that is more vichtig. That these even people that are not mamish briskas, if you get a kibbutz and a chasana, and a shav brachas, and you didn't listen to Yetzer HaAdam, don't take the kibbutz, because you don't have a smucha lechaberto. It's not smucha lechaberto. Rashi doesn't say it? One second. So I'm asking you a kasha. In the morning, in the old Sidurim was printed, Elokai Neshama, much later. Yeah? The Heimdik Ador, they moved the Elokai Neshama near Asher Yotzah. Why? Smucha lechaberto. Elokai doesn't start with a bracha. So the old Sidurim hold like tzvi. It doesn't mean that it has to be. Val, it's smucha. Officially it's smucha, yeah? So it doesn't have to be really lemaisa near the bracha. Elokai neshama was niskan to be near Asher Yotzah. Yeah, that we don't do it. The Sidurim moved it. But lama shana. Right? What we are machmir, we don't stop. We don't stop. V'harev no. We don't stop. What? We are makbi to do smucha, we makbi not to stop. Everyone knows that we makbi not to stop. So I'm asking, so why did you move the lekai netzor now? Why no shach? Who is the gabbro? The chosid doesn't listen. No one is listening. Who is the gabbro? Who is the gabbro? You're a shalom of a bochel of a tomer. It's a shalom of a bochel of a tomer. What? Yeah, but it's smuch. What means it's near? One second. How it works? Let's smuch alechavato. How smuch alechavato works? The pshat is you take the bowl from there, and this is your psicha. This is your psicha, right? So back to me, I'm a chakira. If smuch alechavato was the way Chazal were attacking it, so then einachanami, the way they were attacking it, smuch alechavato. But you don't have to measure every person himself if by him it's smuch alechavato. And this is what Klal Yisrael Asoy Mechal. This is Klal Yisrael Asoy. We'll see later. We'll see that a lot of shit is sold. And Lemaisa, we pass like this in Hilchus Tfile, that Lekatchile, when it's a smuch al Chabato, we try to be masmichet. Lemosho, Chofetz Chaim brings down. Tfile Saderuch. Why does it start with a Boruch? Yeah, we say, Boruch Atan Shemea Tfile. Every Boruch, tell us a smuch al Chabato. Where is a smuch al Chabato? Shemea Tfile. So that's the Mishnebura Lekatchile, to make a Shahakel before, to be a smuch al Chabato, right? We don't say it's official smuch al Chabato, so it's okay. Which why Lekatchile, we have a smuch al Chabato to put it nearby. So here also, Lekatchile, we have an Indian to put it nearby. So some people will machmir, mamish, not the mechalek, the kibudim. And that's what Zalman said, as they be psuk in the Zimro, Yishtabach is also smuch al Chabato, right? To Baruch Shama. But it's not surely with Mea Kovet. For COVID, we make machma hefsek with smuch al chavot. So to give him kibudim is eichet muter, as eichet shum zaman ayobach gizok. Shei shayla mipnei ha-COVID. But the shayla is more, the main chumre is, and this is the reason I heard the tanker in Brisna Machmer, that if you give it to some person, it's not more than you heard the brachas. So now the shayla is, if you didn't have the first bracha, if it's enough for smuch al chavot or not. Here we have to be'etzim learn the sugya. The shayla sugis of smuch al chabot or not, but to wissen that lemaise the machmirim and in brisk it's unaccepted. Everyone is no tzad that you'll get a kibud. I'm saying some of them themselves they take a kibud even if it's not smuch al chabot. Now I know some people will not make a bracha if it's not a smuch al chabot. If he didn't get the three brachas, he will not take the kibud, and that. But in their simchas, they're very makbid not to divide the three brachas. It's Hashem will be masbid.